Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. Another great show for you guys coming up over the next 30 minutes. Our guy Chase Kitty going to join us here in moments. Going to talk some Final Four with Chase. Also get some tennis bets for the day as well. We will continue talking golf as we got the Valero Texas Open teeing off tomorrow in San Antonio. Great sports weekend in San Antonio. Final Four PGA Tour event. We'll dive into both of those. And then another good slate in Major League Baseball today. We got a couple games going on live during the show that we'll update you on, give out some bets, and then we'll preview the rest of today's Wednesday slate. We'll also have Jake Hassan join us later on as well. Tell us what's coming up on Bet Slips and Bat Flips. As always, any questions, any comments, bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can find us on Twitch, on YouTube, on X as well. Anything you want to talk about, golf, college basketball, NBA, MLB, send it in to us. We'll try and get to it over the next 30 minutes. And if you miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy Chase Kitty. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A Kitty, writer for BetMGM. Chase, great to see you, pal. We got the Final Four upcoming this weekend, and as we know, it's all chalk, all number one seeds for only the second time ever, first since 2008. So how's the tournament been treating you? How's the bracket been treating you with all this chalk that we've had?
I have a lot of cognitive dissonance with the bracket stuff, because I know there are people that do different kinds of brackets, and then I've got a super upset heavy bracket over here in this pool. I've got a chalky bracket over here in this pool. I don't have time for that. I do one bracket. It goes in all the pools. I am in position to win a little house pool inside of MGM. I'm in position to win a big JMU alum pool with over 100 people in it. The bracket's doing good because I thought it was going to be a chalky Final Four. The family pool for my in-laws, I am losing to at least six kindergartners. one of them came over here to do a victory lap today. He's five. He can barely talk, but he can talk bracket trash evidently. So I'm feeling good and terrible at the same time. I think I'm going to end up losing that pool to my wife, and I don't know if that's better or worse than losing to a five-year-old.
Yeah, probably better. I think that would make things better around the house. You know, have those bragging rights. Like, yeah, it's been a tough year. I'm a guy that likes picking upsets on my bracket, Chase. Yeah. So obviously not having many upsets has been tough. So we have all chalk, as everybody knows. We got four number one seeds. We'll start with the SEC game, Chase, between Auburn and Florida. We saw these teams play earlier in February without Elijah Martin. Florida goes into Auburn. They beat them. They hit a ton of threes. They're 2.5-point favorites in the rematch against the Tigers. Totals tick down a little bit, 160.5. Now it's 159.5. Your thoughts on Auburn and Florida on Saturday?
I mean, I think it's interesting. I'm bullish on Auburn, so that's going to be the answer to a lot of these questions, is I would bet Auburn money line. I'd bet Auburn in the futures market. I've got to talk a lot about Auburn. But I think when you read the odds, when you're looking at why is the market where it is, I do think it's interesting that Florida, as this giant, you know, consensus favorite since the SEC championship, it's like 10% of all futures tickets at BetMGM. They're the second most popular team behind Duke. They're only 2.5-point favorites against Auburn. That struck me as a little strange. The money line price is very light, given what the liability is, given what the ticket splits are and how popular Florida is. So I think that's interesting. I know I don't really care about this, but I know some very serious college basketball handicappers that think revenge games are just this crazy, like, human element thing that you can't correctly account for in a handicap. So that's something to consider if you're super into that angle. I don't think much of it, but I want to speak to the angle that a lot of people like. I just think Auburn is, a month ago, they were the favorite to win it all. They were the consensus best team. They had way more quad one wins than everybody else. All of a sudden, they're fourth out of four teams in the table. It's just a little weird to me. So I like Auburn to advance. I have Auburn in my bracket. Am I hewing too close to what I thought was already going to happen? Am I being a little afraid to change my mind? Maybe. That's possible. But I like Auburn. Pending, I want to see a little bit more about Broome's health.
Yeah, true. That definitely is something to monitor leading up to the game as well. What about the other semifinal, Chase, between Duke and Houston? Blue Devils, 5.5-point favorites with a total of 136.5. These teams have combined only two losses in the year 2025. So two really good teams playing at a really high level for the last couple months. What do you like in this game?
Yeah, and I think you're going to see really high-level defense from both teams in this too. I think all five starting guys on both teams are going to be really locked in. It's probably the firmest lean I have on any bet in the semifinal games is first half under, full game under for Houston Duke. I think Duke is probably the best team at this point. I'm not factoring in a handicap here. I'm not talking about odds. If you're just telling me to pick the winner, I would be in the masses that think Duke is probably the best team. So I think they're going to win. I just don't want to lay 5.5 points in an intense national semifinal game against a really good defensive team with Houston, which is expected to be low scoring with the total in the 130s there, as you mentioned. So I'm hesitant to – I was hesitant to lay 4.5 at the beginning of the week. I'm definitely hesitant to lay 5.5, which is a more key number in college basketball handicapping. So what I would do here – on top of the unders that I like, is I would take the Duke money line, and then I would pair it with, I mean, pick your sport. You go find a Dodgers game that you like. Go find a tennis match that you like. You can go cross sport here, and I think this is a great opportunity to do that. But I would go two-legger money line parlay with Duke and avoid the point spread.
I think there's going to be quite a few Duke and UConn in the women's side money line parlays with those.
That's another
players.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
So that's one that you can definitely go with as well. That Duke-Houston game, Chase, it feels like a lot of people feel like the winner of that game wins the national championship. I am one of those people. I think whoever comes out of that game ends up winning it all. But you say you do like Auburn. So is it matchup dependent for you? Like, do you think Auburn can beat either one of those teams, or obviously would you rather see them play Houston? Like, how do you feel about the winner of Duke-Houston matching up with the other semifinal?
I mean, I think the cop-out answer, but it's what I believe, is I think any of the four remaining teams could beat any of the other three remaining teams. I think all four of these teams are really good. So, like, at a high level, I would not be surprised to see any of them win. I think the answer to the question you're framing there is no, I don't think it's just the winner of Duke-Houston is going to win it all.
Okay.
I think Duke is the best team, and I think they're probably going to beat Houston, and I think they're likely going to win the national championship. If I'm not factoring in odds, I'm just picking a team, I would pick Duke. So there's that element of it. But especially when you start talking about returns and odds and handicapping, I think the market is really slanted toward Duke at this point. And that's why I'm a fan of getting involved with Auburn, just because you're talking about a team that's floating between 5-1 and 6-1, but a month ago they were the favorite. So that to me is classic buy low economics. And I think they can beat Florida, and I think they can beat Duke.
Makes a ton of sense. Yeah, as you can see right there on the screen, Duke minus 110 to cut it all, to cut down the Nets and win it all. Auburn plus 525 to win the national title. So, Chase, if I gave you a free bet, you would take it on Auburn to win the title. Because, like you've been saying, I mean, they were the consensus favorite a month ago. Now you're getting them at plus 525, and there's only three other teams that remain.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, middle of the tournament, I bought them at plus 650. You know, so I have it in pocket. It's what I believe about the economics of that team right now, is that it's too slanted toward Duke. And part of that is just handle management, right? That's, if you understand how handle management works and what the sports book is doing, you usually can find valuable sides to bet. You know, BetMGM alone, you know, I work for BetMGM, so I know a little bit about sometimes about the big money bets that they take. BetMGM took a $500,000 bet on Duke. Like, and that's not to mention the other hundreds, thousands of bets. You know, it's 40% of the market handle at BetMGM is all on Duke to win this title. It's the biggest liability they have. So, of course, the market is going to be tilted a little bit toward that liability, and that opens up opportunities and avenues in other places.
Yeah, makes a ton of sense. Chase, before we let you go, as always, got to get a tennis bet from you today. So what's a bet that you like for us in tennis today?
Yeah, it's kind of a down week for tennis that I don't love a lot. There's a women's tournament in Charleston that I think has a couple of interesting spots. I would look at Belinda Bencic. She's minus 220 at BetMGM against Sophia Kenin. She's an American. I think she's kind of probably a little bit past her playing prime. It's been probably 5 years since she's had a really good clay tournament, and Charleston is sort of the beginning of the clay season for the women's tour. So I like Bencic there to probably win, and you could go find a game spread, lay 3.5 games at minus 120. You could take her in straight sets. That's probably a plus number. I don't have it in front of me, but the straight money line win, if you want to be more conservative, is minus 220.
All right, very good. Chase Kitty joins us each and every Wednesday here on Send It In. Make sure you follow him on X at Chase A. Kitty. Does a great job as a writer for BetMGM. Chase, always appreciate the time, sir. Enjoy the Final Four.
Yeah, thanks, guys. You too.
All right, guys, let's keep it rolling here as we continue talking Final Four here on Send It In. Yesterday, we talked about Duke and Houston, and we talked about South Carolina and Texas on the women's side. Today, Florida, Auburn, and UCLA and UConn. So let's start with this Florida-Auburn game because it really is interesting. And Chase was bringing up a lot of great points. And obviously, the perception around both of these teams right now is way different than it was a month and a half ago. Again, Auburn, I mean, middle of SEC play, they were the clear-cut team. They had like 13 quad one wins. The next closest team had 8. They were beating everybody. They looked like a great team. Obviously, the team to beat in college basketball. Haven't quite looked like the same team. And they lost 3 of their last 4 games going into the NCAA tournament. No team has ever won the national title, losing 3 of their last 4 games. And now they go up against the Florida team, who is obviously in their conference, a team that beat them without one of their better players in Elijah Martin. And after winning the SEC tournament, being the number 1 overall seed, the way that they won these games against UConn and Texas Tech, Walter Clayton looks like the guy that you want to have in this tournament in a close game. If you need a clutch shot, you go to number 1 for the Gators. They're 2.5-point favorites. I've talked about this the last couple days. I think this is a great game to bet live. You've seen it already this tournament and how both of these teams really can go on some runs throughout the game, right? They could be trailing in the first half. They could be trailing in the second half. And then they just flip on another gear. Florida goes on like a 17-3 run to close out the game. Auburn goes on a 17-0 run against Michigan in the second half to lead them to victory in that one as well. I think one of these teams at one point in this game is going to be up double digits. And when that happens, I think you bet the other side. I think it's going to come down to the wire. I still like Florida in the game. If I had to bet them, I probably would take the Gators on the money line. I just think the way that these two teams are trending right now, Auburn just doesn't feel like the same team to me at this point. And Broome, even though he is going to play, certainly you got to be a little concerned about the injuries that he suffered. And then on the Florida side, even though they are probably fortunate to get here, they should have lost to UConn, probably, certainly should have lost to Texas Tech. If a game's close, how can you not trust Florida to find a way to win it with Walter Clayton, right? I mean, he's the guy that's been hitting big shot after big shot in this tournament. So if I had to bet a side in this game, would probably lean towards the Florida Gators. But again, I think the way to just bet it, you guys, is to just bet the live spread when either of these teams is up double digits. A player prop that I would look at is Miles Kelly over 12.5 points for Auburn at plus 100. So Kelly has really struggled in his last couple games. In the Elite Eight and the Sweet 16 out in Atlanta, he was a combined 4-for-19 from the field, 2-for-13 from three-point range, and just a combined 13 points. So he was a combined 13 points in his last two games. He also only scored 8 in the round of 32 against Creighton. Yet here we are against Florida, a team that he dropped 22 points against in the regular season, and his prop is sitting at 12.5, and it's plus 100 to go over. Again, we've seen it this tournament. Florida has been susceptible to giving up some three-pointers, and if you have a guy on your team that's a good three-point shooter and he gets hot, he could have a big game, and that's Miles Kelly for Auburn. He's their best three-point shooter. That's what he's out on the floor to do. He's a 3-and-D guy, good defender, great three-point shooter. He's been a little bit off. I'll be willing to take the chance that he's going to be on. I'll even look at some alt lines, like Miles Kelly, 20 or more points at plus 580. I think if there was a guy outside of Broome, outside of Pettiford, that could go off for a big game for Auburn, it would be Miles Kelly. That would be the guy that I would look at. As for the UConn and UCLA game on the women's side, Huskies favored by 8.5. The total is 135.5. I'm going to lay the 8.5 here with UConn. You got Corey Close, who's the head coach for UCLA, coaching in her first Final Four, going up against arguably the GOAT in Gino Auriemma, all right? So experience and just knowing how to handle and prepare your team for this stage. I mean, Gino just laps her and laps a lot of the coaches in women's college basketball. So I think that's a big advantage in the way that they're playing right now. Paige is healthy. She's playing unbelievable. She's dropped 30 or more points in her last three games. The player prop that I would look at, though, for UConn is going to be AZ Fudd over 11.5 points at minus 130. Shop around. You might get a better price on that over 11.5, but I think that AZ Fudd is the X factor in this game. She has struggled from the field in her last two games, but she still managed to score 10 points and 8 points. And that's shooting like 4-for-13, 2-for-13 from the field. So she's getting the shot attempts. If she just knocks down like 40-50% of her shots, she's going to go over the 11.5 and score 12 or more. And you would figure UCLA is a very good defensive team. They're obviously going to key in on Paige Beckers and force somebody else to beat them. I think that could open up some opportunities for AZ Fudd. So I like her over 11.5. All right, let's talk some golf. A little golfing with Glasser here on Send It In. Bring in our guy, Shawnee Sharp, as we do a little this or that with the golfers at the Valero Texas Open. Sean, what's the first we got?
Yeah, Peach, first one I got here for you is first round leader Keegan Bradley at 35-1 or Corey Connors at 30-1?
I'm going to go with Keegan Bradley on this one. Both guys have good course history here in San Antonio, but Keegan's always usually a great first-round leader bet. It feels like consistently, especially if he's going to play well for that week, he's usually a guy that gets up towards the top of the leaderboard on a Thursday. So the fact I'm getting a little better price, Keegan's usually a good bet for the first round. I'll take him at 35-1.
All right, let's look at the cut here to miss the cut. Daniel Berger at plus 190, or where he be now? Tony Finau at plus 190.
I'm unfortunately going to have to go with Finau on this one. I think Daniel Berger could have a really good week. You know, this is a course where he's had success. If there is win, Berger's one of the better win players. You really got to be good. Strokes gained tee to green this week. Good with your irons. Berger is one of those players, and he's going up against Finau in this scenario. Rather miss the cut. I would rather take Finau just because of the volatility with Tony. He's got Augusta upcoming next week as well. So I'd rather bet Tony Finau to miss the cut at plus 190 than Daniel Berger.
All right, how about a BetMGM special parlay over here to make the cut? Tommy Fleetwood, Akshay Bhatia, and Hideki Matsuyama all to make the cut at plus 105.
I mean, yeah, you give me one of these every week, Sean, and it just looks too easy, right, Bill? Who's going to be the guy that messes it up? But I do like this one this week at plus 105. I like Hideki, obviously. I think he could have a really good week. Last two times he's played here, finished in the top 15. He's in good form. Tommy Fleetwood is the second favorite behind Ludvig this week. That's how highly people think of Tommy this week in San Antonio. And then Akshay is probably the guy that you would look at that you're hoping is the guy that makes the cut to cash the plus 105, but I think he will. Akshay is another really good iron player. He's a good putter. So I think all three of these guys make the cut, Sean, so I like it, plus 105.
All right, let's go over to top 10 finish. Keith Mitchell at plus 350 or Bud Cauley at plus 350?
It's a good one. I like both of these guys. I think both of them are good bets. I'll roll with Cashmere Keith, though. Keith Mitchell, I gave him out on the show yesterday to finish top 10. He's been playing great this season. Strokes gained off the tee. He's one of the top 10 on the PGA Tour. He's also been good strokes gain tee to green. Those are the two areas I'm looking for this week. Who's going to gain strokes off the tee? And who, obviously, strokes gain tee to green. Got to be good with your irons this week, especially if the wind picks up. So I'll go with Keith Mitchell. Bud Colley's been playing really good golf. I think he's got a great shot at finishing top 10, maybe even being in contention this week, but I'll roll with Keith.
All right, top 20 finish here. Jake Knapp at plus 225 or Slick Rick, Ricky Fowler at plus 225?
Yeah, let's go with our guy, Nappy Boy. Jake Knapp, plus 225. Ricky, you just don't know what you're going to get from him. He's so up and down. Jake Knapp playing really good golf. We loved him last week. He finished top 10. Think he's got a chance to finish top 10 again this week. You're giving me top 20 at plus 225. I think that's a great price. I'll go with Jake Knapp.
All right, two more here for you, Peach. I'll go through them quickly. To birdie their first hole, to bet MGM special over there. Ludwig Ober on hole one, 5-1, or Patrick Cantlay, he's starting on the 10th par 4 hole at plus 450.
Yeah, both pretty tough holes. That's why you're getting good odds. I'd rather go with Ludwig, though. I mean, again, you're getting a little better juice at plus 500. You're getting the better golfer. And Ludwig's usually a guy that starts off the week hot. He's usually a good bet on a Thursday, on a Friday. So I'll roll with Ludwig at plus 500.
All right, last one here. We know that you talked about this guy yesterday, Rico Hoey. What's your favorite way to play this guy?
I would just bet him top 20, Sean. Obviously, I like the win price at 66-1, but if you want to be a little bit conservative, still get yourself some good value, top 20 Rico Hoey at plus 250. I think that's the best bet this week at the Valero Texas Open. All right, let's talk some baseball, a little big league page here on Send It In. Let's pull up some of the live scores that we got for you guys going on right now. We got the Pirates and the Rangers scoreless in the bottom of the first. It's Paul Skeens Day today for the Pittsburgh Pirates, so he's on the mound facing this Tampa Bay lineup. Rays minus 140 on the money line right now. Pittsburgh is plus 110. The total in the game is 6.5. You also got the Rangers and the Reds currently underway. No score in the fourth inning. That's been a wild series. You had one game that was like 12-3. Then you had a 1-0 game, and now you got another lower scoring game. Total still at 5.5. Reds still favored at home, minus 140 with Hunter Green on the mound today. Brewers up 1-0 on the Royals. Good pitching matchup in Milwaukee with Cole Reagans going up against Freddy Peralta. And then the Angels and the Cardinals just underway in the top of the first. No score in that game. St. Louis minus 185. The Angels are plus 145. So those are four games that we got live and in progress right now. I did like the Royals on the money line today against Milwaukee. So again, they're trailing 1-0. You got Reagans on the mound. They're plus 210 right now. Think the Royals would be a good look if you want to get involved live there against Milwaukee. I also like the over in Angels and Cardinals as well, over 8.5. Again, that game just got going. It's still at 8.5. It's plus 105, though, right now. They were calling for like 20-mile-per-hour winds today in St. Louis with the wind blowing out. So great hitter weather today. That ball should be carrying out there at Busch Stadium. I would look at an over in Angels and Cardinals. As for Twins and White Sox, we got Pablo Lopez on the bump today for Minnesota going against our guy Sean, Chicago White Sox. I'm going to go with over 7 in this matchup. White Sox have kind of been hitting the ball to start the season. Their offense has been pretty solid, and they're going up against Pablo Lopez, who didn't do all that great in his first start, and his career against the White Sox has not been all that great. He's faced them 3 times in the last 2 years. He's never gone more than 5 innings against the White Sox, and he's given up at least 2 earned runs in all 3 of those starts. So he has struggled against Chicago in the times that he's faced them. I'll go over 7 in that game today. Nationals and Blue Jays, Mackenzie Gore going up against Easton Lucas. I really like this play today. Give me the Nats on the money line at minus 120. Obviously, Mackenzie Gore probably isn't going to repeat what he did on opening day with his 13 strikeouts and not giving up a run against Philadelphia, but I do think he's going to pitch really well today. The Blue Jays are throwing out their number 5 starter in Easton Lucas. The Nats are favored in this game for a reason. I'll ride with Washington at minus 120. Cubs and Athletics. This is another play that I like. Give me the A's at minus 115. Jameson Taillon is no good. This is an A's team that has gotten stomped by the Cubs the last couple days, and yet here we are. They're trying to avoid the sweep, and they're a small favorite. They're getting bet a little bit, too. They're now up to minus 120. I like the A's today against the Cubbies. Giants and Astros, Framber Valdez on the mound today for Houston. Pass on this game for me. If anything, probably take the Astros on the run line. You got Framber on the bump today. Giants have won the first couple games in this series, so give me Houston. Guardians and Padres today, Dylan Cease day, so I'm going under 7.5 runs in Padres and Guardians. Cease was awesome during spring training. I think Dylan Cease, 25-1, NL Cy Young isn't a bad bet at all. I think he pitches well today. I'll go under in that one. Awesome pitching matchup in Seattle between Tarik Skubal and Luis Castillo today. I just take the Tigers on the money line at minus 130. It's Skubal day. Give me Detroit on the money line. Give me the Marlins at plus 180 today against the New York Mets. I know it's the Marlins, but the Mets have Clay Holmes on the mound as a minus 220 favorite. In no world should Clay Holmes be a minus 220 favorite on the road. So I like Miami at the plus 180. Red Sox and Orioles today. Give me under 7.5 in that one. Garrett Crochet and Zach Eflin. You got Crochet, who obviously just got the bag from Boston, going up against Zach Eflin, who's been really good ever since being acquired from the O's last year at the trade deadline. So I like the under in that game. D-backs and Yankees. I like the Yankees to bounce back tonight after we had Arizona last night. And then I'm done betting against the Dodgers. It would be the Dodgers on the run line or pass for me tonight against Atlanta. Not going back to that well again. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. Do you feel you've got a strong lineup of bets for MLB action? BetMGM's got your back with an MLB parlay boost token. Boost your MLB parlays with BetMGM and swing for bigger payouts. Just log in, activate your token, and watch your winnings grow. Brought to you by the Sportsbook Board in Vegas, BetMGM. I will go with the A's on the money line today against the Chicago Cubs. All right, before we get to our guy Jake, we got a question here from B-Mills. PJ, Sammy P mentioned this on the show earlier. Some people have been talking about Daniel Berger and Tom Hoagie this week in golf. How do you like those two? I like both of them. Hoagie's another guy who's a great iron player. He's extremely accurate. I think both could be good this week. I don't know if I bet either of those guys to win, but certainly top 20, maybe even top 10 B-Mills. I think Hoagie and Berger, both a solid look this week in San Antonio. All right, let's get to our guy Jake Hassan here. We got bet slips and bat flips coming up 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern time, following us right here on the BetMGM Network. Jake does a great job. He's been giving out winners all week. Jake, we currently got four games going on live right now during the show. Anything you're currently sweating?
PJ, I'm going to be real honest with you. We're sweating quite a bit right now. We have every game on. I would like to rescind all the bad things I said about Jack Leiter, because he's absolutely shoving against the Reds right now. I took their team total over. And listen, the bet can still win. It's the top of the fourth inning, but he looks awesome right now. And if this is what it's going to be for the rest of the start, I think Jack Leiter might be a play on going forward. Ryan Pepio, we have him over 6.5 Ks. He's got one already. He's somebody I'm very bullish on. I think he's somebody that could be a Cy Young candidate this year. Maybe not win this year. Hint, hint for next year. Write that down, everybody. But somebody who's definitely really good, and his arrow is pointed way up right now. I went back to the well with the Royals, getting plus money with Cole Reagans, and Jackson Chourio just hit a home run. It's a solo home run, so the Brewers are up 1-0. But I'm not a Freddy Peralta guy, PJ. I don't think you are either in the conversations we've had before. So I think Freddy Peralta might fall apart sooner rather than later in the start. So I feel okay about that. But yeah, we got quite a bit going on right now.
I love it. Jake, we have so many good pitchers today, right? Because All the guys that pitched on opening day are now making their second starts. You got Skubal, Crochet, Snell. I mean, you could go down the line. Skeens is going today. Who's the pitcher you're most looking forward to watching today?
I mean, Skeens is obviously on right now. He's up there. I'm interested to see what Mackenzie Gore looks like in this second start. A lot of people liked him. A lot of people bet him for NL Cy Young after that first start when he struck out 13 guys. So I'm interested to see if he can keep it up and if he can pair two straight good starts together. Because if he can, I mean, PJ, you know this. What's always been the story with Mackenzie Gore? Very hot and cold, very up and down, high variance type of pitcher. So if he has any consistency, we might see that number continue to crash, which may create betting opportunities elsewhere on the board.
Love it. All right, make sure you guys stick around. Bet slips and bat flips coming up with our guy Jake Hassan, 1:30 to 2 p.m. Eastern time, coming up in about 2 minutes. Jake, we'll see you then, pal.
Can't wait, PJ. Thanks. Love you.
I love you too, pal. All right, guys, let's wrap the show. PJ's plays here on Send It In. Going streaking today, we're going with Keibert Ruiz against the Blue Jays and Easton Lucas. Ruiz off to a good start this season, 7-for-17 from the plate. I'll ride with Keibert and the Nats today. He's my play in going streaking. AZ Fudd of UConn women, over 11.5 points against UCLA. I think, obviously, the defensive game plan for the Bruins, take away Paige Beckers. Do whatever you got to do. Make somebody else beat you. I think that allows AZ Fudd to step up and have a great game. So I like over at 11.5 points for AZ Fudd. Dog of the day is going to be the Marlins just because I love the price at +180. I think this is too high going up against Clay Holmes and the Mets. We had the Marlins first five yesterday with Sandy on the bump. We'll go right back to the Marlins today. And then my best bet is going to be the Nationals on the money line against the Blue Jays. I also like the Athletics today against the Cubs as well. Probably my two favorite plays in baseball. So I think both of those bets are going to be my favorite plays of the day. All right, thanks again to Chase Kitty, Jake Kassan for joining us today on the show. Make sure you guys stick around again for bet slips and bat flips coming up in about 50 seconds. We got a lot of live games going on. Jake will take you through all of them, and we will see you guys tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.